This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
Our highway needs over the next 30 years will equate to about $26.8 billion. Our bridge needs over $9 billion over the next 30 years.
State DOTD Secretary Sean Wilson says that's on top of the current $13 billion backlog of transportation projects. Speaking to the House Appropriations Committee Thursday, Wilson also warns Louisiana won't be able to take advantage of President Trump's promised $1 trillion federal investment in transportation infrastructure projects.
We do not have a capacity to take advantage of any presidential package after this year.
That's because the 20 cents per gallon state gasoline tax, the same for 27 years, has been eroded by inflation.
44 states have increased their transportation investment more recently than Louisiana. We've lost 56% of the value of what we pay. And as a result, we've got the eighth worst pavement condition and the third worst bridge condition in the country.
State fuel taxes are used to match federal highway dollars, which are basically refunding what state residents pay in federal fuel taxes.
That 18.4 cents you pay, that is what we would be leaving on the table without additional revenue.
Speaker Pro Tem Walt Leger asked the $50 billion question.
How do we not get left behind?
I think the answer is doing what the Transportation Task Force recommended, a sustainable revenue source index to keep up with the cost of inflation.
The task force said that raising the state gasoline tax was the most reliable way to generate the funds. Governor John Bel Edwards said Wednesday that he's on board.
I will support any proposal that is consistent with the Transportation Task Force.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from IEM, Worldwide Disaster Management from Louisiana since 1985. I think, therefore IEM. And Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge.